最近在六月的时候有一个事情发生。
There is something happened in the month of June.
那我在那个跟中国的武汉的中南神学院的那个合作，有机会有一班的弟兄姊妹能够毕业了。
That I was able to cooperate with some brothers and sisters back in Wuhan, China, that there is a group of graduates who graduated from the seminary training.
那当他们毕业之前，他们很努力的去做作业。
They work hard right before their graduation.
其中有些学生他的成绩不合格。
However, some of the students, they did not meet the standard to graduate.
他们就来去教务处求分。
And therefore, they came to the administration and begging for passing grade.
有一个学生差 0.27 分。
And one student missed by 0.27 points.
教务处说不合格就是不合格。
And the academic affairs say, well, that's a standard. If you did not meet the passing grade, you are failing.
那他这一科就挂科了。
And therefore, he flunked that class.
那在我在看，如果我们有一天在进天国也是这样，好像考试一样。
I wonder, maybe one day when we go to the entrance of heaven, perhaps it is more like an exam as well.
那到天堂门口，主耶稣说你不合格。
Right before the entrance, Jesus said, you did not meet the standard.
那就不能进去。
And then we cannot enter the gate of heaven.
那这个是很严重的问题哦。
Then this will be a very serious problem.
信耶稣一生。
Perhaps you believe Jesus for all of your life.
最后在门口卡在哪里。
And yet, right before the entrance, you are stuck.
就好像我的学生拿不到毕业证书。
Just like some of the students, they couldn't receive their graduation degree.
哭也没用了。
There's no use of crying.
拉着老师的手，拉拉拉拉。
Perhaps begging and drag your teacher's hand.
我的心要
asking for mercy.
很硬的，这样不行。
And I need to really harden my heart and be very strict, say no, it's no.
你可以理解这个实在是很不容易的事情。
As you can imagine, it is very hard for me.
所以当我在想到这一点的时候，在看到我们今天所看的经文的时候，
As I meditate upon this and also read upon this passage we're going to go through today,
特别就在我们的路加福音十三章，
especially in Gospel of Luke chapter 13.
在这一章里面，我们看到很多的学习的地方。
We can learn many things from this chapter.
如果你没有圣经在手上，
if you don't have your Bibles on you,
最好能够有一本。
It will be good if you can have a copy.
如果你有手机，可以打开你的路加福音十三章。
If you do have your cell phone, may you open up the Bible app and turn to Luke chapter 13.
因为从里面你可以看到这个神的话语怎么样对我们说话。
Because from the passage, you will understand how God speaks to us.
我们今天的题目是悔改之道。
Today we are going to ponder upon the weight of repentance.
来，我们先来低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads and pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Dear Jesus, we thank you.
因为你的爱让我们得到生命。
Because of your love, we receive life.
但是很多时候我们都发觉，有时候我们没有好好的跟随你。
And yet we realize many times we miss the opportunity to follow you well.
当我们看到神你自己的话语说，凡轻负主啊，主啊的，不刀都进天国的时候。
And when you say the word, whoever say, Lord, Lord, may not enter the gate of heaven.
我们很惊讶。
We were surprised.
但是我们却知道这个就是你要提醒我们的事情。
And yet, at the same time, we realize this is something you want to remind us.
今天当我们来到你的面前学你的话语的时候。
And today, we come before you to learn about your words.
让我们对你的话语更深实的了解。
May we have a deeper understanding of your words.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in such in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
那过去从今年一月开始
Since the January of this year,
我跟你们分享路加福音
I have shared the Gospel of Luke with you.
从一月我跟你们讲到第九章
From January, we talk about chapter 9.
讲到那个宣差遣与门训
It talk about the missionary and discipleship.
然后这个第九章这个就是我们讲的这个题目
And that's the topic of chapter 9.
四月的时候我也来了。
I also came in April.
跟你们分享第十一章的那个题目。
I also share chapter 11 with you.
讲到那个属灵的表现。
It talk about the expression of a spiritual life.
七月我也来了。
And I also came in July.
跟你们谈到第十二章的那个假冒伪善的那个信徒。
We went through chapter 12. We talk about hypocrisy of phony believers.
今天是第十三章。
And today we are going to talk about chapter 13.
我们在这里呢一直在看的过程当中。
As we are going through the Gospel of Luke.
我跟你们大家有一个分享，就是路加福音好像一章一主题。
And I have, as I have shared with you, there is one thing per chapter.
那当我们这样看下去的时候，我们也从第一章到第八章。
And as we read this way, we realize when we read from chapter 1 to chapter 8,
看到耶稣一个人传道。
We find out that Jesus was an evangelist as one person.
第九章看到他差遣十二个门徒。
However, starting chapter 9, he started to... Call 12 disciples.
然后第十章他有七十个门徒。
And chapter 10, he sends out 70 disciples.
七月我跟你们说嘛，十二章讲到有几万人跟着耶稣。
As we talk about back in July, there were tens of thousands were crowded around Jesus.
所以看到跟着耶稣的人越来越多。
As we see the number of people followers start to increase more and more.
但是当我们看今天十三章的时候
and however, when we reach the chapter 13,
我们要问这个福音是什么呢？
Then we need to ask ourselves a question. What is gospel indeed?
从第四章十八节告诉我们。
From verse chapter 4, verse 18, it tells us.
那你说我们被掳的得受释放。
It says, whoever was captured, now we are released.
傻眼的能够看见。
Whoever is blind, now we can see.
给压制的能够得到自由。
Whoever oppressed, now we receive liberty.
这个就是福音了。
And now we say that is the gospel, isn't it?
但是福音有一个地方需要我们明白的。
And however, there's one thing we need to have an understanding.
就是今天十三章。
That is in chapter 13 today we are going to talk about.
如果从马可福音第一章可以看到一个更清楚的那个解说。
And however, we can see a more precise, clear understanding from chapter 13 in book of Mark.
Chapter 1. 一章十五节。
Chapter 1, verse 15.
15. 那你就是说日期满了。
It talks about the day has come.
神的国近了。
The kingdom of God has come near.
你们当悔改信福音。
Repent and believe the good news.
这个悔改这个事情。
So when it comes about the topic of repentance.
进到我们这个信福音的这个事情。
When it relates to how we believe the gospel.
很多时候我们觉得这个是给一些还没有信仰的人知道的。
Oftentimes we think this is a topic that's geared to those non-believers.
悔改，信福音。
And accept the gospel.
但是当你再来看整个的环境的时候，你就发觉不是这样的。
And however, when you have a grand view of looking at the entire gospel, you realize this is not the case.
跟我们那个时候没信耶稣的时候不同的。
The type of repentance is different from when we were still an unbeliever.
我们完全不知道主耶稣是谁。
At the time, we did not know who Jesus is.
我们也不相信神。
We did not believe in God.
我们那天听牧师讲到，哇，眼泪流出来啊，举手啊。
And we remember the day when Pastor was preaching, we were touched, we were inspired, and we start to weep, and we raise our hands, say we want to accept Jesus.
我们通常是这样理解这里的。
And that's how we usually comprehend this particular word here.
但是当我们在理解这些群众的时候
，And however, when we have a view to look over the crowd at that time,
在耶稣面前的人都是神的
，That whoever came to Jesus at the time, they were all believers of God.
他们相信耶和华神的
，They believe God Jehovah.
他只是不知道主耶稣就是那个救主而已。
The only thing they did not know is that Jesus is the Messiah, the Savior.
当这里说你们要悔改信福音的时候
，And therefore, when Jesus say repent and believe the good news,
是针对着这些信徒来说。
Actually, he was speaking to those God-believing people.
已经有神在他们生命当中知道有神了。
They already have the idea of God in their heart. They already believe in God.
我跟你们也谈过，去年十一月的时候
，I also mentioned to you that back in last November.
我跟一个弟兄，他问了两个问题。
A brother approached me and he asked two questions to me.
他说，顺服是得救的原因跟条件呢，还是信服只是我们得救之后必然的那个表现
？He asked me, submission and obeying God is the condition to receive salvation, or this is something after we need to do after we become a believer.
还有第二个问题。
And he asked another question.
我们相信的主耶稣是我们的主，我们的生活的主呢，还是只是我们的救主？
The Lord Jesus we believe, is he a Lord of our life, or he is the Lord of our spiritual salvation only?
从这两个问题，你可以理解到一个事情。
From these two questions, we can understand and proceed one thing.
我们应该顺服才得救呢？
Is it because of our submission that we receive salvation?
还是我们所有的生活里面的生活都是以主耶稣为我们的主呢？还是我们说，哦，你只是救了我的一个救主而已。
Or we say is our Lord the Lord of all of my life, or he is only a savior of my life.
所以，当我们来到今天这个十三章的时候
，And therefore, as we come to Luke chapter 13,
从这个题目悔改之道
，From the topic of today, the way of repentance,
让我们再深入去理解这方面。
May we condition ourselves and to have a deeper understanding of the passage.
从十三章第一节到三十五节
From verse 1 to verse 35.
我们看到一个悔改之道是什么呢？
And what we can see, we can find a way of repentance.
有两方面我们要留意的。
There are two aspects we need to pay attention.
第一就是悔改，就是一个结果子的生命。
First, repentance is a sign of a fruit-bearing life.
要结果子。
We need to bear fruit.
那当我们看到这里头五节的经文
，When we read the first five verses here,
讲到有一些站立的人是给比拉多杀了。
And it talk about there are some Galileans who were killed by Pilate.
而且是他们在献祭。或者是等于就是他们在教会里面，现在今天的说法就是教会里面给杀了。
And they were killed while they were giving offering sacrifice, or in today's word, they were killed in the church.
哇，你想一下，你去崇拜，突然之间有一个枪手进来，叭叭叭叭，打死几个人。
Can you imagine today we come to church and worship, and all of a sudden there are some gunmen rush into the place and start to kill people?
你会怎么想
？And how would you think of that situation?
他们当时怎么想的呢
？And do you know what they think about the event?
他们都是说这些几个人一定有罪。
So back in people's mind, they think they must be guilty in the first place.
第三节怎么说
？And what we see from verse 3,
更有罪。
They deserve to be punished.
他们更多罪。
They have more sin. They're worse sinners.
我们有罪。
Indeed, we are sinners.
但是他们更多罪。
But those people who were killed, they were worse sinners.
这个是他们的观念啊。
And that's the concept they had in their mind.
然后耶稣又说，那个西罗亚楼塌下来的时候，第四节。
And Jesus then say from verse four, saying the tower of in Siloam fell.
16, 18 人。
And because the tower fell on people, some 18 of them died.
第五节怎么说呢？
And from verse 5,
那些人的观念就是他们更有罪。
And people think because they are worse sinners, and that's why they were punished by this calamity.
这个是我们今天教会信徒的一个观念。
And this is the concept many of us do have today.
我记得有一次那个台湾那个飞机掉下来的时候。
I remember there was one tragedy in Taiwan, an airplane fell.
那我记得有一个姊妹就是说，哎呀，他们就是犯罪，所以就掉下来。
And a sister uttered, that must because people their sin, and that's why the airplane fell.
为什么呢？他说台湾人呢、啊，常常拜拜拜拜。
And why she say that? She say because Taiwan is a Buddhist country and they worship idols.
所以他死的值得了，
and,
应该是死掉
了。And that's why the tragedy haven't happened. They deserve it.
那我跟他说，下面也有基督徒哦。
And I say to her, well, there are Christians on the airplane.
他就想了一下。
Then she thought about it.
他们可能更有罪。
And she said, perhaps they are worse sinners.
那你想一下，这个就是今天我们也会这样想的一个事情。
And this is something that we today, people, we have the same idea.
究竟是什么原因是这样的呢？
What caused the calamity?
那当我们在这里看这个故事的时候，
As we read the story today,
耶稣要让这些人明白什么是真正的悔改的事情。
What did Jesus really want the crowd to understand the meaning of repentance?
究竟是我们的最多最小的一个这个问题呢？
Is it has something to do we are worse sinners or less sinners?
那在这个过程当中，其实耶稣的总体的那个观念不是从这里看下去的。
And actually, Jesus did not conclude this because from this point of view.
耶稣只是从另外一个角度，就是究竟这个人，这个信徒有没有结果子。
And however, Jesus start from another perspective is whether this person was able to bear fruit or not.
所以你从第六节到第九节就看到这个比喻了。
And then we start to find out Jesus gave a parable from verse 6 and on.
在第九六到九节就是看到一个无法果没有果子。
From verse 6 to verse 9, Jesus talked about there was a fig tree did not grow, did not bear any fruit.
而且他是三年都没有果子。
Not only that, it was fruitless for 3 years.
我们中国人就是一而再，再而三，三而就不行的了。
Oftentimes, we Chinese have a saying that we can tolerate you once or twice, however, three is the limit.
本来这个原主要说干砍掉这个树。
In the beginning, vineyard owner was about to chop down this tree.
但是那个管员的说，给他机会，给他机会。
And however, the gardener asked, saying, "Well, why don't you give the tree another chance?"
你就可以想象，一个树不结果子就应该给砍掉的。
As you can imagine, if a tree does not bear fruit, it deserves to be chopped off.
但是神还是给他有机会。
And however, God gave this.Tree opportunity.
还有从第十到十七节
，and from verse 10 to verse 17,
也是我们信徒的一项的一种的错误的观念。
And this also reflects another misconception we believers have often.
就因为我们觉得我们信徒信了耶稣
Oftentimes, we think once we become a believer of Jesus,
应该就是等着上天堂嘛。
Then we can be relaxed and wait to be go to heaven.
但是耶稣说，你的生人生需要结果子。
And however, Jesus say you need to bear fruit in your life.
而且在这里告诉我们第十到十七节，我们含有一种错误的观念。
And also, there is another misconception reflected from verse 10 to verse 17.
这里对安息日的这个错误的观念。
That we all had a misconception about Sabbath day.
那你知道，当时我们听话的就是听那个拉比来去教导。
As you understand, back then, people listened to Rabbi to receive the teaching.
拉比呢就叫你做这个做那个。
Rabbi will be the teacher, instruct you to do this and do that.
什么是做这个做那个呢？
And what does it mean, the different instruction of doing this and doing that?
就是律法主义。
That is legalism.
就是要这样去做，那样去做的。
That is that you have to obey the law down to the letter.
其中一个就是安息日。
One of them is observing Sabbath day.
安息日就是安息日就不能做工。
Which means during Sabbath day you cannot perform any work.
所以你看到耶稣，当耶稣帮忙一个十八年受病苦的人，能够医治他。
So at the time when Jesus healed a woman who has been ill for 18 years, who suffered for 18 years,
很多人就不喜欢了。
And many people start to grumble.
管会堂的就说，一个星期有六天你可以做工，可以医治，为什么选在安息日？
And the synagogue leaders start to complain, saying there are 6 days for work, and why you choose the Sabbath day to do healing?
看起来是很有理由的。
It sounds very reasonable.
但是耶稣反驳。
And however, Jesus countered him.
你不也是安息日解牛啊羊啊去喝水吗？
Didn't you also take care of your ox and donkey and bring them to water on Sabbath day also?
你会说安息日喝死他们。不给他们水喝。
Would you let your animal die of thirst on Sabbath day?
那你就可以想象，我们人都有一种很直觉的观念。
As you can imagine, sometimes we carry intuition.
基督徒也是这样。
And a lot of times this applies.
当这种的情况，我们常常发生在我们生命当中。
And how this type of direct reaction of.Happened to our life.
那在这里呢，中国餐馆不多啊。
Right here, we don't have many Chinese restaurants.
但是我在香港来呢，我们很多都是在教会崇拜之后就去酒楼去饮茶。
And however, people like me who came from Hong Kong, when we worship here, oftentimes we will finish our Sunday service, then we go to restaurant to eat.
在酒楼当中就有些弟兄姐妹很热心的去传福音
and some of the very zealous brothers and sisters start to preach the gospel in the restaurant
那有些就是对着那个 waiter 啊 waitress 啊你要信耶稣啊礼拜天过来崇拜啊
and some of the brothers and sisters will talk to the waiters or waitress say you need to believe in Jesus and come to church on Sunday
那个 waiter 就看着这些弟兄姊妹。
And waiters and waitresses they were stare at the people brothers and sisters who spoke.
他说：“如果我礼拜天去了崇拜，谁来服侍你
？”You see, if I go to church on Sunday, who are going to serve you, people, on Sunday?
你就明白，原来不一定说礼拜天一定去崇拜的。
And then you will realize we may not need to go to church fixed to be a fixed day on Sunday.
那基督徒能不能够做医生呢？
Also, can Christians be a physician?
医院是礼拜天关门哦。
Do hospitals close on Sunday?
或者是警察礼拜天不用上班
？Or police they don't need to do their job on Sunday?
那礼拜天。就是随便了，没警察了。
So perhaps some days there won't be any police.
我们都有这种律法主义的这种思想。
Oftentimes we carry those legalism in our mind.
但是主耶稣告诉这些人。
And however, Jesus replied to those people who questioned him.
我们当我们做基督徒。
When we become a Christian,
我们要面对很多的事情。
We are going to face many issues.
其中一个就是要悔改。
One of the issues is that we need to repent.
悔改的第一个方向
，and the first step in the direction of repentance，
不是做这个或者不做那个
，it's not doing this or doing that，
而是你需要结果子
，but to bear fruit。
耶稣继续的讲下去
，Jesus continued on，
第十八节十九节
，verse 18 and verse 19。
耶稣就是说，进入神的国是怎么样去解释的呢？
How do you explain the entering of God's kingdom?
从我们中文圣经没有讲到进入的这两个字。
We don't see the word of entering from the Chinese translation here.
但是你从上往下里，你可以看到这里就是怎么样去进神的国。
However, from the context, we realize Jesus was talking about how do you enter the kingdom of God.
耶稣就说，就好像一粒的芥菜种。
It's like a mustard seed.
那个小小的种子结出一个大树来。
It is very tiny. However, it can grow and become a big tree.
然后二十到二十一节又用另外一个比喻来说。
And Jesus used another parable, to explain from verse 20 and 21. Is that how can we enter the kingdom of God?
就是好像一个面团一样 面教
It's like a dough.
那慢慢发起来
And start to leaven.
那你看到这两个比喻说什么呢?
And when we see these parables, what do they represent?
信耶稣
Believing the Lord.
还要悔改。
Believing Jesus and repent.
但是悔改就是一个结果子的一个生命。
A life of repentance is a life of fruit-bearing life.
你本来是小小的种子。
You were just like a tiny seed.
但是长大起来。
And now start to grow.
长成一棵树。
It become a big tree.
面教。
Like a yeast.
发起来。
It start to do its work.
有一个很清楚的表现出现的。
There will be a very evident expression will show.
现在我们检视一下我们自己的生命了。
And now we need to apply it to our life.
我们信了耶稣。
Once we believe in Jesus.
有什么这样的表现呢?
Is there any expression of such thing?
那比方来说我们说以前我发脾气发得很厉害的。
And perhaps we say I used to have a bad temper before.
那现在我已经越来越用爱来爱人。
And now I know how to love others.
那这个是一种这种的结果子的表现。
And we can say this is a sign of bearing fruit.
那现在你可能以前你对金钱是很紧张的。
And perhaps in the past you hold tightly to your financial money issue.
那现在呢？你写支票越来越多一个零在后面。
And now when you write your check, oftentimes you put the extra zero.
哇，表示你现在越来越结果子的生命了。
Because this generosity it shows you have a sign of bearing fruit.
那你就可以理解信耶稣怎么样去进到天国的过程。
And now you understand the process of believing Jesus and entering the kingdom of heaven.
当我们说悔改就是一个结果子的生命表现出来的。
So we know repentance is the expression of bearing fruit.
这里就是我们看到十三章所看到的。
And this is what chapter 13 is trying to tell us.
还有另外一个情况。
And there is another condition.
就是悔改就是一种努力进去的那个生活。
And repentance is the one that we try our best to enter.
你怎么样去努力去做呢?
And how do we do our best effort?
24节这样跟我们说的。
And verse 24 it tells us.
他们是耶稣说这个窄门。
Jesus mentioned about the narrow door.
你要努力地做才能够进去的。
Make every effort to enter through the narrow door.
因为23节有人说那进神的国的人很少咯。
Because there were people say to Jesus, so there are so few people are going to be saved.
那耶稣就告诉他们要努力进这个窄门。
And Jesus replies, saying, make every effort to enter through the narrow door.
有时候看到这一节的经文我们好像不想看。
And oftentimes, once we read the passage like this, we try to ignore it.
因为我们看到保罗说的是我们得救是本乎恩。
Because we remember what Paul said, we are saved by grace.
不是靠行为的。
It's not dependent by our effort.
所以这里说努力去做，我们说这个不应该这样做，不应该这样想。
When we see the passage saying making every effort, we say, well, this must not be true.
我刚才不是说有两个问题吗？
Didn't I say there are two issues we are trying to resolve here?
我们顺服是我们的得救的条件与原因。
When we submit to God is the condition and the way we can be saved.
还有主耶稣是我们的主，也是我们生活的主。
And Jesus is not only our Savior, but He is the Lord of our life.
你要知道，当如果主耶稣是我们生命的主，我们每一样的事情都需要跟随主的方向。
Once we consider Jesus is the Lord of our life, then we need to follow Him in every aspect of our life.
所以，当我们看到这种努力去做的那个经文的时候，我们就不想看，因为这个好像跟恩典是免费的，恩典是白白的这种观念呢是有抗衡。
And every time when we read the passage like making effort to enter the narrow gate, oftentimes we try to ignore it because it seems to be a contradiction to the understanding of saved by grace.
但是你要理解，在我们读的神的话语当中，常常都有这种抗衡。
However, we must understand there are many struggles and conflict in the passage we need to face.
或者是两极的这个方向。
And oftentimes we do see paradox. There are two extreme saying.
比方来说，耶稣是100%的人，100%的神。
For instance, Jesus is 100% man, and he is also 100% God.
你算一下这个数学怎么可能成立呢？
And this, we couldn't comprehend through our mathematical mind.
100% 就是100%，怎么100%又这个又是人又神？这个这不是200% 吗？
So when we think to ourselves, 100% is 100%. So if there are two 100%, there must be 200%.
那200% 怎么可能算是一个数学的理解呢？
And if we say 200%, then it couldn't fit into our mathematical model.
不明白。
We couldn't comprehend.
哎呀，我们说祷告祷告。
And then we say, oh, that's pray.
你要好好去祷告啊。
Oh, so you need to meditate and pray.
那又看到别的经文说，你还没有祷告，神都知道了。
And then we see in other passages saying, before we pray, God already knows what's in our heart.
那我祷告来做什么呢？
And then we say to ourselves, then what's the use of praying then?
他都知道了。
And if he knows everything,
哎呀，我究竟应该怎么做？
And then we say to ourselves, then what should I do?
祷告还是不祷告？
Whether I should pray or should not pray.
所以当我们看这种的经文的时候，我们常常有困扰。
And therefore, we oftentimes were confused when we see the passages like this.
救恩是恩典。
We have salvation and we are saved by grace.
白白的。
It's free.
这边就说你要进天国要努力哦。
And on the other hand, say we need to make every effort to enter through the narrow gate.
所以这种两极的那个信那个原则，在我们的基督徒生命当中常常有。
And actually, the duality exists in our Christian life.
是从不同的角度来去看。
That we need to view them through different perspectives.
所以你就可以理解，当我们看马太福音七章二十一节的时候。
And therefore we can understand as we read Mark chapter 7 verse 21.
就是刚才我祷告的时候提到的。
It's the prayer I mentioned before.
凡轻呼我主啊主啊的，不都进天国。
Whoever call me Lord, Lord, they cannot enter, they may not enter the kingdom of heaven.
这个不到就是现在这个情况吗？
Isn't that the same situation just like this now?
站在耶稣面前的都是相信耶和华神的这一些人。
The crowd standing before Jesus, they are all God-believing people.
他们都是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的后裔。
They were the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
按理来说，他们全都要进天国的。
By theory, they are all elect, and they should be able to enter the kingdom of God.
那为什么还要主耶稣来呢？
Then what's the need of having Jesus to come?
究竟这个关系是怎么样的呢？
Then what's the relationship between the two?
所以我们刚才从整个整章从第一节到现在我们看到的就是悔改是一个结果子的生命。
And up to now from verse 1, we understand repentance has a sign of bearing fruit.
同时
at the same time,
结果子不能单单就是没有发生事情的。
And however, at the same time, when you bear fruit,There must be something else happened.
你要结果子需要怎么样呢？
Then, so when you want, if you want to bear fruit, what do you need to do?
这里就是说，努力的去做。
That you need to do with every effort you could.
在我们的生活当中，我们真的有很多需努力的去做的事情。
There are many aspects in our life demand our effort.
比方来说，对你的太太好一点。
For example, treat your wife better.
怎么就对老婆好一点呢？
What do you mean by treating my wife better?
最近我看到一个这样的话，这样，哎呀，我心里很扎心。
Recently, I have heard a word like this.
你知道，我在还没有结婚之前，我的女朋友就是我现在的太太，我每次都是可以替她开门的。
My wife, who used to be my girlfriend before I got married, I always opened the doors for her.
What a gentleman.
What a gentleman I am.
那我就开门，哎呀，她就上去。
It's my pleasure to open the car door for her, and she can enter the car.
现在呢？
And now?
快点关门上来啦！
Do it fast, you're too slow. Get on the car.
哎，这个就是邱博士。
And this is me, Pastor Chu.
那看到这一段的经文，看到这一段的那个网上的一个，我悔改了。
And then once I read the passage from the internet, I start to repent.
你知道为什么男生会替女生开门吗？
Do you know why men had the desire to open the door for the women, for the ladies? Do you know why?
可能这个是。新的车子
because maybe the car was new.
或者这个女人是新的太太
or the lady is a new wife.
你才可以替她开门
And that's the reason why you open the door.
啊，我想一下，原来有这样的情况
And then I thought to myself that perhaps that's true. I need to repent.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
信耶稣信了一段时间了。
Perhaps you have accepted Jesus for some time.
究竟我们有没有结果子？
We need to ask ourselves whether we have bear fruit or not.
有没有去努力着去做？
Have we made any effort?
当我今天早上开车过来的时候，
As I drove here this morning,
我就在想我的老婆。
I start to think about my wife.
哇，我说她受很多委屈。
I thought that she has gone through a lot.
嫁给一个牧师。
She married to a pastor.
又没钱。
Is poor. Who is poor?
还要受很多弟兄姐妹的怨言。
And she needs to receive many complaints and grumblings from brothers and sisters.
那个老公又不替她开门。
And also married to a husband who is not willing to open the car door for her.
哎，我说她真的很难受。
And I say, wow, she's having a miserable life.
我就想怎么样去努力去做一些这样的事情。
Then I think to myself, how can I make things better with my effort?
其实我们做基督徒啊。
And actually, we Christians,
太多可以努力去做的事情。
There are so many things we really can put our effort into.
请你记得努力这两个字是什么意思。
And please understand the meaning of making effort.
是你知道，但是没做出来而已。
It's something you know, but and yet you did not do. You do not do.
努力是将我自己心里的怒火压下去。
Making effort means calm down the angers in our heart.
做应该做的事情。
And do the things that we ought to do.
我对神的感恩应该有感恩，但是我有没有去做一个感恩的动作呢？
Indeed, we should respond and to have gratitude of God's grace. And yet, we need to have some expression from our part to show our gratitude.
我现在做的那个。那个工作是纽约神学教育中心。
And now I'm holding a responsibility of overseeing
New York Theological Education Center.
New York Theological Education Center.
已经24年。
I have been in this position for 24 years.
有很多人支持我们。
And many people supported us.
要不然都不能走24年。
And otherwise, we couldn't continue on for 24 years.
当我在回想这个事情的时候，
When I reflect back,
在刚刚过去的礼拜一，
especially just the past Monday,
我们所有的同工聚在一起来去，有退休会。
All the co-workers, we gathered together to and hold a retreat.
我跟他们分享这个事情。
And I shared one thing with them.
我说我应该对你们很多支持这个工作的同工要感恩。
I need to give thanks for all the co-workers here.
但是很多时候自己很亏欠。
And yet I feel short.
那没有应该做的事情。
Of express my gratitude.
比方来说，生日的时候没有给你一张生日的贺卡。
For example, I did not give you a birthday card on your birthday.
因为我连自己哪天生日都忘记了。
And because oftentimes I forget about my own birthday.
所以每天都是好嘛。
每天都是
好的。
Oh, so every day is a good day.
所以没有太多的想这些。
So I never think about any day is different from any other.
但是肯定我如果我打send 一个这个生日卡给我的同工，他们一定会。
However, I know if I write a birthday card to my coworker, they will be delighted for sure.
所以你今天可以想一下我们基督徒的生命。
And therefore, we need to reflect back to our Christian life.
我们说悔改信福音。
And oftentimes we say we need to repent and accept the gospel.
我们怎么样去在这个努力去做的这个事情真的落实去做的
？And how can we truly practice this making effort in our life?
从我们的心情
in our mood,
从我们的侍奉的角度
through the ministries we do,
从我们的道德的行为
through our moral behavior of our moral standards,
每一样的事情我们其实还有空间去努力去做
through every aspect we have many rooms to improve to putting our efforts into,
而且做的过程当中我们是靠主耶稣给我们的能力去做
and by the power of Jesus we were able to do this exercise our effort,
所以当我们今天重新再看这个十三章的时候
，And therefore, as we review chapter 13 here,
一开始一到五节讲到这是更有罪的情况。
From verse 1 to 5, people mention those people who suffer are worse sinners.
我们都像手指人家，哎呀，你更有罪。
And oftentimes we use our finger and pointing to others, saying you are a worse sinner.
但是我们没有看到，我们自己也没有努力的去做。
And yet we realize we did not do our best effort to be a better person.
我们也没有结果子。
We did not bear fruit.
从二十五节到三十节。
From verse 25 to verse 30.
你可以看到这里怎么样去说呢？
what you can see the expression here.
当你看到主耶稣面对这些已经有信仰的一些人
，as Jesus faced those God-believing people，
他说关了门了。
He say close the door。
家主已经关了门了。
Now the owner has already closed the door.
那些人叩门。
And people outside knocking on the door.
耶稣不给他们进来。
And Jesus keep the door closed.
但是你看到这里怎么说呢？
And what you see here is
尤其二十七节。
And verse 27.
我不认识你们。
I don't know you.
你们这些作恶的人。
You all evildoers.
为什么这样去说他们作恶的人
Why Jesus say you are evildoers?
那我们反过来就是在门里面的人应该是做什么做善
So if we think about if those, for those people who are inside of the door must be some good doers.
所以你就可以想象这个是两个分别
And then we see there are there's one differentiation.
在外面的家主说你们是作恶的。
Those people who are outside, the owner say you are evildoers.
我们就可以想象在里面的应该就是做好事情的人。
Then we can understand whoever is in whoever are inside of the house must be good doers.
所以我就刚才就是说，悔改就是。努力去做的这些人
And when I say repent, I'm referring to the people who are trying to do good.
我们没能力去做好事情。
We don't have capability of doing anything good.
靠着主耶稣的恩典，我们能够做好事情。
And yet, by God's Jesus' grace, we can do good things.
神的爱在你心里发生作用。
God's love starts to manifest in your heart.
你就可以去施舍。
Then you start to be kind and be generous.
去爱人。
To be able to love others.
因为这个爱不是从我们来的。
Because the source of love did not come from you.
而且在神那里来。
Yet the source is from God.
当我们能够这样做的时候。
When we are able to do such.
整个人的人生都完全不同。
We are going to turn our life around.
当我们在看。从三十一节到三十五节的时候
，When we read from verse 31 to 35，
在这里耶稣讲出他一生的任务是什么
？And right here, Jesus tells us the mission of his life.
他就要上耶路撒冷
，That he is going to walk towards Jerusalem.
给人去杀掉
，To be crucified by others.
你就可以想象。耶稣在这里讲出他一生的任务
And right here, Jesus expressed the mission of his life to others.
但是这些人杀掉主耶稣
And now those people who killed Jesus
为什么呢
For what reason?
三十四节告诉我们
Verse 34, it tells us
其实耶稣为人来去钉十字架是给他们救恩
And actually, Jesus was killed in order to give people salvation.
但是三十四节告诉我们，他们不愿意。
And yet, those people, even up to how Jesus sacrificed, other people still not willing.
那我们从这个去想一下。
Can we imagine this?
耶稣来的人，他的人生的任务。
We find out the mission of Jesus, why he came.
告诉人有福音。
He told people there is a gospel.
他来施予救恩。
He is here to give salvation.
但是有些在门外。
And however, there are people outside of the door.
有些在里面。
And some people are inside of the door.
为什么他们在门外呢？
Why some people are outside?
神不爱他们吗？
Is it because God does not love them?
三十四节告诉我们，是他们不愿意。
Verse 34 explains it is because they were not willing.
他们不接受
They are not willing to accept.
所以你就看到这个是不是神没有爱
So we understand it's not there is no love from God.
而是人不接受
but rather people refuse to receive.
所以今天我们看十三章的时候，
and therefore when we read chapter 13,
我们再来重新去想一下。
Once again, they make us to meditate.
耶稣的一生，
the life of Jesus,
你我的一生，
and the life of our life,
尤其是你已经有四十岁的话。
Especially when you reach the age 40 already.
为什么要用四十岁来分别？
Why I make the year 40 as the mark?
因为摩西写那个诗篇的时候说，强壮的到八十岁。
Moses, when he wrote Psalm, he say, if you're strong, you can live to up to age 80.
四十就是刚刚走下坡的时候咯。
So year 40 is the time you start to go downhill.
所以如果你有40岁，你知道你的身体要走下坡了。
So if once you reach age 40, you know your physical strength is going downhill.
我常常都看到我的身材就觉得哇，越来越胖。
And oftentimes I look at myself, I know I start to getting fatter.
我来美国的时候125磅。
When I came to the state, I used to weigh 125 pounds.
现在是210磅。
And now it's 210 pounds.
我只能够跟人家说，我的智慧跟身量一起增长。
I can only share with others that my intelligence and my physical body grow together.
这好像主耶稣那个说法。
And just like what the description for
Jesus. 这个只能够安慰一下自己而已。
I can only do this for self-comforting.
但是真实的情况，
However, in reality,
我的生命怎么样去变化？
And how can I have a transformation life?
我的身体会走下坡。
I know my physical body is going to downhill.
但是很奇妙的，我们的属灵的生命可以走上走上去的。
And however, amazingly, our spiritual life do have opportunity of climbing up continuously.
看你自己愿不愿结果子。
It's all up to you whether you're willing to bear fruit or not.
你愿不愿意去努力去做？
Are you willing to make an effort?
有很多人这里说三十四节不愿意。
And what we see here, many people were not willing from the verse here.
你呢？
How about you?
你的智慧应该越来越更好。
Your wisdom supposed to increase as the time goes on.
但是我们有没有结果子？
And yet, do we bear fruit in our life?
主耶稣自己的人生，
the life of Jesus,
也尽他的尽忠的去做。
He also been very faithful doing his mission.
甚至摆在前面的是一个十字架的那个。
Even though the crucifixion punishment was ahead of him, he was willing. So we need to meditate. And how can we bear fruit in our life? And how can we make effort to it?
最近我将我自己过去24年在这个工作当中怎么样去发展的过程去重新的思想。
So I start to make a reflection of the ministry I have done for the past 24 years.
我发觉神没有去偶然的出现现在的这个局面的。
I find out that God did not have an unexpected appearance by accident.
是神有安排的。
I find out there was a plan.
在过程当中，我也去要努力的去做。
Through the even though there's a plan, through the process, I need to make an effort.
我要去用神给我的智慧去安排。
I need to use God-given wisdom to make arrangement.
今天你也可以这样。
Today, it will be the same to you as well.
你需要去思想一下你的人生。
You do need to meditate about your life.
结果子。努力的去做。
Bearing fruit, making effort.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们谢谢你给我们你的话语。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for your words.
从你的话语当中我们去学习。
We start to learn from your words.
但是我们知道这个过程当中不容易。
And yet we know this is a difficult process.
因为当我们在努力的时候， 魔鬼也在攻击我们。
Because while we were trying to make our effort, we do receive attacks from Satan.
我们有很多的肉体的诱惑。
There were many temptations.
让我们没办法做好。
That hinder our effort.
但是当我们看你的话语的时候。
And yet, once we turn to your words.
我们知道是需要努力的去做来结果子的生命。
We know we need to make effort in order to bear fruit in our life.
求主帮助我们。
May you help us.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.